On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
Liverpool fans were hoping that Man City would be defeated last night, but in the end they were too strong, defeating Brighton and Hove Albion 4-1. Probably the result we're expecting, Rob.
Yes, it certainly was, and you guys have gone overtime again. Listen, this is not the Origin segment. This is the football segment from going by my mobile phone, 8:40 a.m. is supposed to be the football segment. It's got to the point where TK gets cut out trying to finish his sentence because you're running that late. And what's happened to the little shimmy and I've knocked it in the corner?
I don't know what's happened to that.
That was Nick's fault, mate. Yeah.
Nick's fault?
Yeah. He dropped it.
Oh, well, Nick's not going to be around for much longer, is he? Really matter. Good old Nick, the old Nickster.
Hey, mate, there was some drama this morning. Man City conceded an easy goal after only 3 minutes, but they came back to score another four.
Yeah, look, it was expected. I watched it all, to be fair. And, yeah, City were too good. I mean, it was complete domination, possession-wise. Brighton were... We're not on the same level, and City thoroughly deserved their win last night, and they've won 14 straight. So, you know, they deserve to be champions because Liverpool threw it away, and we know when they threw it away, it was quite some time ago now. They were 7 points ahead. They were top at Christmas, and they just, in those three crucial games, because they've gone and won 12 straight since their hiccup, which wasn't losses, it was draws, and I can remember them, Leicester, West Ham, and Everton, three in a row, three on the bounce, and that's what cost Liverpool the title. Now, a week ago, it was complete doom and gloom because, you know, we were 3-0 down to Barcelona, and that looked gone, the title looked gone, but for Liverpool, they have a certain Champions League, which would be, you know, some way to finish the season. What has been an extraordinary season, and in any other time in Premier League history, Liverpool would have been champions. But you've just had two fantastic teams this year, streets above everyone else. They finished, 28 points ahead of third, 1 point splitting them at the top of the table. Man City worthy champions, but Liverpool will forever be known that, well, until the next time something like this happens, the best ever runners-up.
I can tell you what, there was a nice Mo Salah's daughter. I don't know whether you saw this, but when he got the Golden Boot Award, she's gone out on the field with a soccer ball. She's dribbled it from halfway all the way into the back of the net. And the big Liverpool crowd have gone up as one. And then a deafening roar, and she's put her hands over her ears.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I mean, and that's a great moment. And, so the season can still end very successful for Liverpool, in spite of not winning the Premier League, which is the one they really want, because they've never won the Premier League since the Premier League era began. But they can finish with a Champions League. Tottenham won't be easy. But they finish also with the Golden Boot winner again, Mo Salah. So there's a lot of positives to come out of Liverpool's season as well. Yeah, they've got to play the final and win it first, but they'll start firm favourites, and I'd be surprised if anything can happen. But if Liverpool are on the game, they should be able to cope with Tottenham, as they have done in the Premier League this season.
What about in the A-League, Rob? Oh. Remarkable performance from Sydney FC last night, 6-1.
It was just, to talk about unexpected, biggest, heaviest ever defeat for Melbourne Victory comes in a finals game. 6-1, Sydney were irresistible. Victory didn't turn up. The big players didn't perform. Really, none of the players performed. I don't know what happened. It was a strange performance from Melbourne Victory, but one that sent shockwaves through that club. That's they're the biggest club in the land, and they won't certainly be enjoying losing 6-1 to their fiercest rivals. Now, I'm not going as far as to say that Kevin Muscat's under threat. Of course not. He won championship last year. They were going for three grand finals in a row, but I think he'll have a look at his squad, and I'd be very surprised if there wasn't quite a few changes for next season.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a good result for Sydney FC, regardless of what happens next week, because he would have been under plenty of pressure. Stevie Corica coming in after Graham Arnold this year, given the success that Arnie had there.
Of course he was, and they lost. Three of their very best players. They lost the Golden Boot winner Bobo. They lost Mierzhevsky, who was the Johnny Warren medalist, and the best defender in the competition in Geordie Bosch. So it was extraordinary. And then you had the coach of the year and probably the best coach of the last four seasons leave, and Corica stepped up, and he's got them into a grand final, finished second in the premiership race. I think you're right, Laurie. I think, look, they're going to want to win it.
Yep.
I think I'm going to tip them after last night. I think they've got the momentum. Ooh. And Perth had a very difficult game, which I didn't think they would have against Adelaide. So I'll probably tip them in the grand final, but you're right, whatever happens, I think they can be pretty satisfied with the season they've had and the way their new coach has performed.
All right, well, that's going to be Sydney FC. They're actually, I'll double check that. I thought they might have been 230 favourites, 280 Perth, but I'll check that. Yeah, Perth 230. Perth, sorry, 230 favourites. Sydney FC 280, but early days, but Robbie's leaning a little bit towards Sydney FC, but we won't nail him down until Friday before the grand final, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. That's if we can get on here on time.
You'll be okay. We'll work harder. We'll get that nick onto it. Otherwise.
How was Scone?
Oh, what?
Very quiet.
I bet you it wasn't.
I'd love to get you up there.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put someone undercover once to film you, bloke.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Do that.
Thanks for that, Robbie.
Not a good idea for you, bloke.
Yeah, phone line's a bit dodgy now. Off you go. Bye. Robbie Slater.